God, around these altars, want the Lord to speak to us. Want the Lord to help us tonight. Earlier this year, the Lord began to deal with me about this. I've been preaching this to my church all year long, different times and different ways. And so I pray that the Lord would speak to you through it tonight. If you'd like to turn to Isaiah 42, Isaiah chapter 42, and then we'll go to Revelation 21 tonight. Amen. Would you stand with us if you can as we read the word of the Lord tonight? And I want to ask you to help us to pray for the Spirit of the Lord to touch us. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 42, first of all. Thank you, Brother Savage. Amen. And verse number 6. Now the Lord have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, and that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Chapter 43, verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Praise God. Chapter number 21 of the book of Revelation. Chapter number 21 of the book of Revelation. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Praise God. Would you help me pray? I want to preach tonight about new things. Amen. New things. Would you help me pray? Father, tonight as we begin this camp meeting, thanking you for the privilege and the honor of being here tonight with your people. Thanking you for all you have done in our hearts and our lives over the past year. But here again, Lord, we're coming to you, needing your presence, needing your power, needing your spirit, Lord, to touch us in this building. Oh, God of heaven, would you let it rain upon us? Would you open the windows of heaven? Send revival to your church tonight. Do new things among us this year, Lord. Great and mighty things among us this year. Give us such a wonderful hope in this service. We pray you to anoint us, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but we ask you for a demonstration of the Holy Ghost, Lord, and you would confirm your word tonight. Confirm it with signs following. We'll praise you. We'll thank you for it. Give you the honor. Let all of the church say amen. Praise God. May the Lord bless you here tonight. If you have come to this meeting this year and there's some areas of your life that might seem a little hopeless and seems like monotony in some areas of your life has gotten hold of you, or there's situations in your home or in your church or some area of your life that you have worked and felt like that there's nothing ever going to change. Earlier this year in prayer, the Lord dealt with me that he is a God of new things. Amen. There's some things that we feel like that it's over with, it's said, it's done, it's past, it's too late. But here we see God making a declaration. Amen. He said, I will declare new things. Praise God. Amen. I feel like that in God's creation, he gave us this earth. Romans 1 said, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead. That every day when you wake up, brother and sister, God is telling us he's able to do some new things. Amen. How many of us that through the long, dark nights, We have said, Lord, I can't wait till another day. I can't wait. Maybe things will be better tomorrow. There's something about the sun coming up that gives us a hope. Amen. Amen. And I believe God intended it that way. Amen. He knew we couldn't go very, very long without having hope of something changing and something becoming new. Praise God. Amen. At the end of every 365 and a quarter days, it rolls over to a brand new year. Amen. Sometimes day after day, the sun coming up doesn't get it done for us. And so God lets us turn the page on a calendar. Amen. And we start over with a brand new year. You say, preacher, do you really believe that God is able to do new things in my life, new things in my family, new things in my church? Amen. Is it possible? Amen. Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. That includes new things. Amen. And I don't believe that it's just possible, but I believe that it's very probable that God will do new things in our life. We read in Revelation here, chapter number 21, we read where this is a futuristic prophecy that is yet to be fulfilled. Amen. And whenever the Lord will send New Jerusalem down to a new heaven and to a new earth. Praise God. Do you really think that God is finished with all that He desires to do in your life? Amen. Do you think God is finished with everything He wants to do in your family? Do you think God is finished with everything He wants to do in your church? Amen. Amen. Sometimes we want to put God in a box. We want to limit what God can do. Amen. But I read in Revelation 21, amen, there's coming a day that God's going to say, behold, I make all things new. Praise God. Amen. He has the power. He has the ability tonight, amen, to make things new within our life. Can you say amen? I'm believing that before this service is over with here tonight, amen, you will leave here with a new burden, with a new vision, with a new zeal, with new healing, amen, where things will become new within your life, praise God. How many of you are going to help me believe that tonight, that God will do some new things in this service right here, praise God. This prophecy, bro, if you can turn me up a little bit up here, I appreciate it. This prophecy in Isaiah 42, those of you that are Bible readers, recognize this as a clear prophecy of the ministry of Jesus Christ and His work when He would come to this earth. Isaiah chapter 42, 1 and 3, 1 through 3 is fulfilled in Matthew chapter number 12. Verse 6 is fulfilled in Luke 2, 32. Verse 7, Luke 4 and 18. And we see that when Jesus Christ came, amen, He began to do some new things, amen. Jesus, when He came, He done some things that had never been done before. Praise God. Amen. He was born of a virgin that had never been done before. Praise God. He lived a sinless life that was something new that no one had ever, ever done before. Amen. He healed in such a way that no one had ever healed. He delivered in such a way that no one had ever delivered before. He preached and He taught such a doctrine that no one had ever knew before. When Jesus came, He began to do new things. Amen. He died a substitutionary death that no one had ever done before. He arose again on the third day, never to die again, like nobody had ever done before. Praise God. He ascended up to the right hand of the Father like no one had ever done before. Amen. And thanks be to God, He's coming back again. He's going to ride on a white horse like nobody has ever done before. But here, brother and sister, we must remember that the scripture said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's still doing new things. Amen. I said He's still doing new things. Praise God. Sometimes the devil calls us to doubt so much what the Lord can do within our life. Amen. How God, if He can or not bring deliverance, if He's still working miracles, if He's still, amen, bringing us out of the troubles and trials. And yes, I want to declare tonight that God is still declaring new things. Amen. Praise God. In Ezekiel, if you would pray for my voice here tonight. Amen. It's a little bit scratchy, but just pray for me. The Holy Ghost will come by to get all right here in a moment. Amen. Salvation, I want to talk to, first of all, when God begins to work, salvation is a new thing that God does in our life. Ezekiel 36, a new heart will also I give unto you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes. Amen. Keep my judgments, and you shall do them. Whenever Jesus comes to save a person, it is a brand new work. If there's someone here tonight and you're in this service and you're not saved and your life is full of heartache and full of sorrow and full of disappointments, amen. If your life, the dreams of your life have been shattered, amen, and you feel like you're hopeless, I'd like to tell you, Jesus wants to do some new things in your life. Amen. Jesus would like to make things brand new. Amen. The scripture says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And when you get saved, it is a brand new work that God does within your life. Sometimes we preach about salvation, and we forget about where the Lord brought us from. We forget about the pit of sin, and we forget about where we would be if the Lord hadn't saved us. Can you say amen? But thanks be to God tonight. Amen. I'm glad He done a new work in my heart. Thank you, Brother Eddie. Glad He done a new work in my life. I'm glad He brought me up out of sin. I'm still glad to be saved. Amen. This new work that the Lord does in salvation is not something that just passes away quickly. Amen. Amen, but He makes you a brand new person and starts doing new things in your life. He gives you a new name. Isaiah 62, thou shalt be called by a new name. Acts 11:26, and they were called Christians. Amen, first at Antioch. When you get saved, the Lord gives you a new name. Amen. You might have had the name of a drunkard. You might have had the name of a thief, or amen, or a harlot or a whoremonger. But when you get saved, amen, you're called a Christian. Praise God. Amen. He gives you a brand new name. That means He gives you a new reputation. Amen. That means He gives you new dignity. Amen. That means He gives you a new sense of well-being. That means you can hold your head up one more time as you walk down the aisle at Walmart. Amen. You see people that you had wrong in the past with, you can walk up to them and shake their hand, because God will do a new work in your life. Amen. He saves you. He gives you a new name, and He gives you a new way to live. Praise God. You don't have to live the same way that you used to live. But whenever the Lord starts working, starts doing a new thing in your life, amen, He gives you a new way to live. Ephesians 4, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. I said the Lord will give you a new way to live. Amen. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, amen, he said that we are renewed. Amen. To be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that word transformation, transform there, is talking about a metamorphosis. Amen. It's not just talking about turning over a new leaf. It's not talking about just changing a few things in your life. Amen. But it's the picture of that old ugly, a worm caterpillar. Amen. Crawling around and chewing with his mouth. Amen. Going through a transformation and turning into a beautiful butterfly. But if they don't look anything the like, amen, one crawls on the ground and the other flies through the sky. I said, God wants to give you a new way to live. God wants to give you a new direction if you will allow Him tonight. Amen. If you're in this service tonight and you're looking down the road and it looks bleak and it looks hopeless and it looks bad, God wants to give you a new way to live. Praise God.
I'm glad that when the Lord saved me, He took me out of the world and He took the world out of me. He changed the way I thought. He changed the way I acted. He changed my speech. He changed the way I dressed. He changed everything about me when He done a new work in my life. Amen. And the Lord would like to do that same thing for you. He'll give you, amen, a new heart. He'll give you a new name. He'll give you a new way to live. He'll give you a new song to sing, praise God. Amen. For the Lord inclined unto me. I waited patiently on the Lord. He inclined unto me. He picked me up out of that horrible pit. Amen. And He had put a new song in my heart. Even praise unto our God. I don't have to cry the blues anymore. Thank God I've got a song of joy. I've got a song of praise. Because God done something new in my life. Amen. Anybody testify here tonight that the Lord put a new song in your heart? Raise your hand. Amen. I'm happy to be saved. I'm a glad pilgrim on my way, going to glory land. I really believe there's only one kind of Christian, and that is a happy Christian. Amen. Because whenever you get saved, the Lord does something new in your life. He gives you a new song, and He gives you new strength. Amen. Isaiah 40. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Praise God. When you live for God, He's got new strength for you. You might have come to this camp meeting here tonight and you said, preacher, I just don't feel like I can keep on going. Preacher, I don't feel like I'm going to be able to keep on traveling, keep on preaching and singing, keep on facing the same struggles every day. Amen. Facing a lost spouse every day, facing situations in my home every day. But I've come to tell you, God will give you new strength. Amen. He'll give you strength that you don't have right now. Amen. He'll give you help that you don't have right now. God wants to do something new in your life. Amen. God has some new experiences for every one of us in this service tonight. God is an infinite God. Amen. There is no end to His power, to His glory, to what God can do within our life. Amen. I give honor to all of our elders here tonight. And I give honor to every experience that they have had in serving God. But God has got new experiences. God has got new things He wants to do in every heart. Amen. No matter how long you've been saved, no matter how long you've been preaching, no matter how long you've been in holiness, amen, God's got some new things He wants to do in our life. Amen. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is a new experience, amen, that a lot of our people no longer have, amen, in our holiness churches. We have really lost an emphasis on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But here tonight, if you're saved and you're washed in the blood and your name is in the book of life, amen, God wants to keep doing new things in your life. Amen. Isaiah said, amen, with stammering lips and another tongue, amen, or a new tongue, praise God. And Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall speak with new tongues, praise God. God's got a new experience that He'd like to give you in this service right here tonight. Now, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or if it's been a long time since you prayed through and the Spirit of God came on you and you spake with tongues as the Holy Ghost gave the utterance and you got carried up in the Spirit of God, it'd be a good time right now for the Lord to do something new in your life. Amen. Amen. I preach to my church that you should pray through every day until you speak in tongues. Praise God. I preach you ought to keep an up-to-date experience in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, praise God. If you don't pray through, amen, find out what's stopping you. Amen. Find out what's hindering you. And let the Lord, amen, work in your life. Can you say amen? That's how important I believe the baptism of the Holy Ghost is. And God would like to do it in your life. Amen. Brother Hobbs here tonight, Amen. I heard Brother J.J. tell this story. Brother Hobby, I guess, I don't know if you was at Mary when this happened. I think you were. When the Methodist man came to church. Amen. Brother J.J. told about this past December as he was preaching. Amen. Methodist man came to revival at the Holiness Church there in Mildred. And Brother J.J. said, as service was going on, the Spirit of God got to moving. And while they was around the altar, the Lord dealt with him to go and ask the Methodist man to come up to the front so they could pray for him. Amen. And you know how we struggle with things like that. Lord, you know he's going to think I'm crazy. He's Methodist. First time he's ever been to the Holiness Church. So he kept wrestling until finally he walked back there sheepishly and he said, sir, would you, I feel like the Lord want me to come, ask you to come to the altar. Amen. And let us pray for you. And so he said, sure, I'll come. And so he came up to the altar. And Brother J.J. said, the Lord, he laid his hand on him. He said, Lord, how do I pray for him? Amen. If I say save him, I might offend him. So I really don't know how to pray for him. And so the Lord dealt with Brother J.J. said, you just pray and let me pray. Praise God. So J.J. got to praying and the Holy Ghost got to moving. And he got to praying in the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues while he's praying for the Methodist man. Amen. And after a little while, J.J. said, I was curious. So I peeked open one eye. Amen. And to see if anything was happening. And when he peeked open his eye, there was tears flowing down the Methodist man's face. And so J.J. closed his eyes and kept on praying. Amen. And after a while, he could feel the man's body shaking. Opened his eyes and he was just pouring tears as the Spirit of God was touching him and helping him. Amen. Well, the Methodist man went back to his pew. And they had to learn the rest of the story afterwards. On his way home, he got to praying in his car. And he said, Lord, if that Holy Ghost is real, and if you gave it to them, I want you to give it to me. And so he pulled off on the side of the highway of praying unto the Lord. And right there in his car, the Lord baptized him with the Holy Ghost. And the Methodist man got to speaking in tongues. God done something new in his life. Amen. Well, next service he went back to the Methodist church. Amen. And he's sitting back in the pew. And the Methodist pastor, amen, is just, you know, stoically leading the service. Everything is planned out on the bulletin that they handed out at the door. Amen. And all of a sudden, that brother stuck his hand up in the air, waited. He said, Pastor. And it kind of, you know, shook the Methodist preacher up. And he said, yes, brother. He said, can I testify? He said, well, I guess so. Go ahead. Amen. And so he stood up to testify. And he said, I went down to the Holiness Church the other night and they prayed for me, and on my way home, amen, God baptized me with the Holy Ghost and I spoke in tongues. Amen. Well, you can imagine their shock and their surprise as they sit back down. Amen. And so the Methodist pastor is trying to regain his composure when all of a sudden that brother stuck his hand back up. He said, can I testify again? And the preacher said, I guess so. Go ahead. And he stood up and he said, if he gave it to me, he can give it to you too. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know if you're here tonight. You may not know anything about holiness. You may not know anything about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But I'd like to tell you, amen, if you get saved, God's got some new things that he will do in your life. This is a rest and this is a refreshing when the Spirit of God comes and gives you power. Wouldn't you like the Lord to do some new things in your life? Amen. Baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. As far as I know, I asked Brother J.J., a few weeks ago, he said, as far as he knows, he's still going to the Holiness Church. Amen. Hey, thank God. There's something about the new things that God will do within our heart and within our life. Every one of us as Christians have had some wonderful experiences in God. We've seen God do some things for us. We've seen the hand of God move. We've seen miracles come into our life. Amen. We've all had experiences. experiences in the Holy Ghost, or God speak to us, or God deal with us, or God anoint us in some way or other. Amen. But God got to deal with me earlier this year that we need to seek for new things, not get settled down, not become stale and stagnant in our experiences, not get settled on our lees and just think, well, amen, God's done a lot of things for me, and I'll just settle down and I'll rest right here a little while. But God wants His people in this hour of wickedness, in this hour of perversion, when it looks like the world is crumbling in around us. God said, just keep on asking me. I'll prove myself to you. I'll prove my power to you. I'll prove my glory to you. Just keep on asking me. Amen. We know the Apostle Paul was a great man of God. We know he probably had all 9 gifts of the Spirit. Amen. We see handkerchiefs taken from his body and people healed and demons cast out, raising the dead, and the power of God moving in his life. But notice what he said in Philippians 3, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Paul got caught up to the third heaven, saw things that wasn't lawful for him to tell us about. But he said, I have not apprehended. Amen. Amen. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things that are before me, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm going to put being caught up to the third heaven behind me. I'm going to put healing the sick and raising the dead behind me. Yeah, all the troubles, but even all the achievements, I'm going to put them behind me. And I know that God's got more in my life. I know that God wants to use me in a greater way. I know that God wants to give me a new message. I know God wants to give me a new burden. I know God wants to give me a new zeal. He wants to do new things in my life. Amen. These great saints of God around here could stand and tell all the wonderful things that God has done. But God said, ask me for something else. Ask me for some new things. All of the souls that's been saved, all of the people that's been helped, ask me for some new things, praise God. I know we're living in the hour of a great falling away. I know we're living in an hour where the love of many is waxing cold. I know our nation seems like it's in worse shape than ever, and it's going downhill at a quicker pace than ever. But what has that to do with God? Amen. What has that to do with God's power? Amen. God is not governed by what takes place on the face of this earth. I said God is not limited by Barack Obama. Amen. Or any other, amen, wicked individual in this world. God is not bound by the economy. Why don't you ask Him to do some new things? Amen. Some new miracles. Amen. Some mighty things in your life. And let's see, won't God prove Himself? Amen. The Lord said, prove me, amen. Prove me. And that's not just talking about money, praise God. Amen, but every one of us has got some things in our life that we really need the Lord to do. And God is calling down from heaven to you and me tonight and saying, would you prove me and let me prove myself unto you and show you my power. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show unto thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. New things, amen. Things you've never heard, things you've never felt, things you've never saw. He said, if you'll call me, if you'll ask me, I'll show you some new things. I'll give you some things you don't have. And I'll take you places you've never been. I'll do things in your life that's never been done before. All God's waiting on is for you, amen, to call out to Him and say, Lord, let me have some new things. Amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered in the heart of man the things, amen. It hasn't entered into our heart, into our mind, the things that God has prepared for us. And we liken that to heaven. It's certainly true of heaven. But the next verse says, but He hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. He's talking about things that we can have right now. Things that you've never even thought about. Things you've never even heard about. Things you've never even known about. Amen. Our God said, amen, I'll give it to you. Amen. I want to bless you with it. Amen. I pray sometimes, Lord, let me see things I can't see. Lord, let me hear things I can't hear. Lord, let me know things that it's not possible for me to know. Let me understand some things that I can't understand. Let me do some things that I don't think I can do. Because with God, all things are possible. Amen. I said, with God, all things are possible. Amen. Oh, preacher, I just don't know. Well, that's what Sarah said. Amen. But the angel of the Lord said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Do you think God can do some new thing in your life? Amen. And work a miracle? I believe it can. And I love the story when Moses goes up, climbs up the mountain of God. Amen. Begins to talk to God. He's talking face to face with God as a man talks with his friend. And Brother Eddie, the glory of God is coming down in fire on top of the tabernacle. The Shekinah glory. The mountain is quaking with fire and thunder and lightning. Amen. Praise God. Moses, amen, is in the presence of God. He's already seen a bush burn that would not be consumed. He's already seen the 10 plagues come upon the land of Egypt. He watched the waters roll back. Amen. They walk across on dry ground. He's seen God bring water, amen, out of a rock of 3 million people and all their animals. He's seen manna come down and pick it up off the ground. Amen. He's seen mighty things take place. He's seen glorious things take place. But in the presence of God, he said, God, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. What are you talking about, Moses? You've already seen all of these things. You've already been all of these places. But he said, God, I believe you got something else for me. I believe you want to do something else in my life. Amen. And you know what God said? He said, Moses, there is a place by me. That if you can get to that place, I'll show you something you've never seen before. Amen. And I believe that in this camp meeting right here this week, if we can climb that mountain and we can find that place that is near God. Amen. Brother Ricky's got a report. Amen. From this camp meeting all the way back into the 70s. And in those reports, there's no telling all the wonderful things that God has done in the past. Amen. But I feel like this year, amen, God saying, amen, Amosville, amen, if you'll call unto me, I'll show you things you've never saw before. I'll do things among you that's never been done before. I'll heal my people. I'll deliver my people. I'll save the lost. I'll baptize them in the Holy Ghost like never before. I believe that God wants to do some new things for us right here this year. Amen. Praise God. Whenever Elisha followed Elijah and he really wanted something from God, as they're coming to the music here tonight, praise God, we won't have an altar tonight. Praise God. But as Elisha followed Elijah and they crossed over, Elijah says, anything, can I do something for you before I'm taken away? Amen. He said, oh man of God, he said, I want a double portion. Elisha had never seen anybody do anything like Elijah. Amen. So he's really saying, I want to see twice as I want to see something I never saw before. Amen. I want to see things you didn't do in your life and in your ministry. You know what Elijah said? He said, you have asked a hard thing. Praise God. Amen. You've asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, if you see me when I'm gone, you stay looking for it. You keep your eyes in the right place. God is going to give you some new things. And you say, preacher, I got some hard things for God. It's okay. Amen. God we serve, it's nothing for him. Amen. There's nothing. There's no thing. Nothing is no thing. Amen. There is no thing impossible with God.
My family's in trouble. That's not too impossible for God. My kids are lost. That's nothing impossible with God. God can do some new things in your life right here. Would you stand with me? Would you help me pray over this altar right here tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus. I know tonight, God, there are many different categories of people in this service. I know, Lord, tonight there are people who have troubles, trials, situations, Lord, that they need things in their life, Lord, things in their life. Things in their home that they need the power of God to intervene. You got some new things, Lord. You got some new things for them, Lord. You got new miracles for them. And I'm asking you to meet them in this altar. But God, there are people here tonight. There's not necessarily really a lot of things wrong. But God, there's a hunger in their heart to have something fresh, something new. A new burden, a new zeal, a new desire, a new strength. New wisdom, new understanding, new outlook, oh God, a new outlook, a new hope, Lord. It matters not what the need is, Lord, tonight you come to do new things for us. I pray for every man of God in this service tonight, Lord, every preacher that's under the load of the ministry, God, do new things. Give us a new burden. Give us a new zeal. Give us a new desire. Give us a new outlook on our people, God, on the situation that we're dealing with right now. Give us a new outlook on it, Lord. Let us see something we haven't seen before. Let us understand something about it we haven't understood before. Do something new, Lord. Give us a new faith, God, that the finances will come. Give us a new faith, Lord, that the church will grow. Give us a new faith, God, that the problems are going to be worked out and souls are going to be surviving. They're not going to be lost. Give us a newness, oh God, in this service tonight. Every brother, every young person, God, young people, Lord, that see no reason to keep coming to church, that see no reason to keep living holiness, give them a new desire. Give them a new zeal. Give them a new hope, Lord. In this altar tonight, Lord, would you make all things new? Every man, every woman, every child, make it new tonight, Lord. And when we leave this service, there will be a freshness about our experience with God. Fresh experience in the Holy Ghost. Fresh prayer life, Lord. Fresh tears falling down our face. A new love, oh God, for you and the things of God. I'm asking you to meet us on this first night, God. And do some new things. In the name of Jesus. Last year at this meeting, I appreciate Brother Savage. He allowed us to stay in his Baptist quarters. He gave me a key to the church. I was here by myself. And last year, in that little church, Brother Savage, God done something new in me. God done something new in me. He lifted me up to a level I've never been before in him. Amen. And it's a year ago this week, and I'm still climbing, praise God. Still climbing, still climbing, amen, still climbing. Amen. God done something new in my life. And since that time, I've seen more new things, amen. New things coming. Things I never believed possible. God can do it for you right here tonight. Amen. Amen. Why don't we gather in around this altar and believe God? Come with your hands uplifted if you will. If you want to kneel, that's fine. But don't you come looking up toward heaven for God to do some new things in your life tonight. Let's have an altar service. Let's have a move of God. God said, call unto me. Let's pray about some new things. Let's seek the face of God about changing some things. Doing some things in my life, Lord. God, I want you to do some things in me that will change me. Oh, God, change my prayer life. Increase my burden. Increase my desire. Do some new things, God. Lord, let me understand your word like I never have before. Show me the secrets, the treasures of your word, Lord. Do something new in my marriage, God. Give me a new love for my spouse.
Give me a new love for my family, for my children. Do something new in this place tonight, Lord. And let this be the beginning of great things, great and mighty things, things that we've never known before. Holy Ghost, fall right now on every soul, every preacher, every pastor, every evangelist and preacher's wife, and do something new in their life, Lord. Give them new strength tonight. Give them new hope tonight. Give them new zeal tonight, Lord.